Missed an episode of your favorite podcast? Choose from over a decade of content in our archives. Not just the latest episode. All free at GCNlive.com.
Kicking around with our pals from Talk Radio News, the former congressman from Ohio, Bob Ney, joins us. Bob, I thought of you immediately in the polls. You and I have been talking about all the flip-flopping around, but what's so significant is here you have all of a sudden Ben Carson in the Monmouth poll that came out tied with Donald Trump. Could he really be the foe of Donald Trump, or is this just the ebb and flow of polling?
I think it's kind of the ebb and flow. Now, Kate, you know, you follow the news, I do. If the two of us had to come up with something major that Ben Carson announced in the last 3 weeks, you know, we can't do it no matter how much we try. So what I think is going on here personally, they've called and people being polled, they say Rick Perry, people, Jeb Bush. Finally, they get up to a few names, and all of a sudden Carson, okay. I mean, we don't really know anything bad about Carson. He hasn't really come out with – he's come out with a few controversial things, but I think it just shows the fluid nature right now, and it shows the Republican side with Jeb Bush out of this thing practically, grasping to see where it wants to go, and all of a sudden you hear – Dr. Ben Carson, and you haven't heard, you know, as a Republican, too much bad about him, and he seemed like a nice guy. I just think it's a fluttering in the polls right now.
And did you know he wasn't even a Republican until, like, the midterm elections?
Well, Donald Trump wasn't a Republican before, too, and I say that because I watched this talking pundit, this ancient relic of a Republican on TV last week, who's been around forever, we all know him, and he said, well, you know, wait till they find out that Donald Trump was supported or was a Democrat, and I thought, well, okay, so was Ronald Reagan, and, you know, but, yeah, a lot of people don't realize, you know, I think he just registered, what, the last election or something?
Yes, right? Yes. Yeah, which I think is interesting. I agree with you. Certainly we've seen that before with other candidates.
Sure.
But we have such rabid people who are so dyed in the wool. This is the way it is, and they always want to label somebody,
right.
And the demagoguery
right.
begins. Then you say, well, wait a second. Did you look back a little bit further? And so I thought that was pretty interesting. In the meantime, Hillary Clinton... Yeah, you've been steadfast in saying you still think Hillary Clinton has such a great shot at the Democratic nomination. Is this whole email thing getting deeper and deeper or worse for her to fend it off?
Well, I think she has a shot, but I'm not as sold. I mean, this is like death of 1,000 cuts. And there's a couple of things here. Death of 7,000 cuts, for example, last night. One, the State Department, give me a break. Put people on overtime. Dump all this stuff at once. I mean, what is this monthly?
No kidding.
You know, it's not the agencies don't waste government money anyway. So put a bunch of people on this. Get it all out there. And then two... I mean, who could sustain a private email dump of your private emails? Because in the broad spectrum of this thing, why are they dumping something that has nothing to do with the State Department? For example, what Chelsea Clinton thought about Haiti or Sidney Blumenthal, who, you know, I should sue because he must have stole my lines on Boehner, you know, what he thinks of the Speaker of the House, that has nothing to do with anything, but it's out there, and I've got to tell you, this is not helpful. It's just like death of 1,000 paper cuts.
Yeah, it's like you're looking into her personal diary.
Oh, wow. Yeah.
You know, and that's the thing, whether it's mundane or not. And then you have the fear of other things being revealed, like Bill Clinton wanting to speak in the Congo for $650,000 and just trying to run that by the State Department. And the way that gets twisted all over the place,
sure.
It's just... hard to defend that.
It's not helpful, and with Bernie Sanders gaining ground, this isn't helpful to Hillary. I mean, I'm not completely sold she's going to be the nominee. I still think she's out there. I don't think Joe Biden's going to enter this for emotional reasons, you know. You have to get through a lot of emotional things in the campaign. It was tough with the loss of his son, but I don't know, Hillary Clinton, if this continues on, and if Bernie continues on, it's not going to be as solid as I thought.
Yeah, boy, no kidding. I was talking about this the other day with Victoria. As you get gear up for, it's like kids going back to school, Congress going officially back to Washington, what are the three big things on their agenda? I guess Iran, Iran, and Iran.
Yes, it is, and now they're trying to find a way. They know they haven't beat Barack Obama on Iran. They know that. Now they're trying to find a second way where they're going to do sanction bills because we have to worry, quote, about Iran's terrorist activities. Well, we've known that for a long time, so why didn't they sanction before? Now they're going to kind of try to come up with everything, including probably sanctioning the air in Tehran, and then they're going to present it to the president. So this is just a move because, look, they lost. In fact, the Republican leadership carved a bill that almost guaranteed success for Barack Obama. Then the break happened, and they thought they were going to get him then, and all these ads didn't amount to, you know, getting Democratic members in red states to go against the president. So now, you know, a lot of the agenda is going to be Iran. Then all of a sudden, when that falls apart, then they're going to talk about the debt ceiling up against the wall, the budget, all the other things that the Republican leaders can't solve, Kate. So, you know, the Republicans are going to get just as damaged with their base as they are with, you know, the Democratic and independent side of doing nothing. They're going to get a lot of grief from their base.
Oh, yeah, I agree. I think they're going to get a lot of grief from their base. How about the Prez going to Alaska? What do you make of that? Was it like, okay, it's time for me to go there? Plus, he's hanging out with that TV dude that has, you know, bears running after him.
Yeah, the guy that kills and eats things that we go
through. Yeah.
No.
Yeah.
He's going to take the president on a hike. So I think the president's going to do well out of this. I really do. I think he's going to, in fact, going with that guy, I can't remember his name, but it's going to
help. Bear Grylls. Yeah.
And then as far as the McKinley thing, I'm from Ohio, but so what? Okay, whatever they announced, the mountain, but whatever they, you know, want to name it.
Mm-hmm.
But I do think that the president, it's so late in his term with this climate change, he's trying to highlight something, but I just think that's all going to get lost. The event itself is not going to hurt him.
It's not, yeah, that's what I think. I don't think the event itself hurts him. Hey, one last one. You and I have been talking about with the Democrats. What happens next? Is Joe Biden jumping into it or not? There's been so much misinformation and debate over this. Joe Biden, I think, somewhere is just laughing at all the debate over whether he's in or not, because he knows darn well what he's going to do. And I was just watching the Sunday, I call it the Sunday Swirl, the television version, all the talking heads. And in going around the round table on ABC, every single person there said, no, he's not going to, this isn't the right time, he's not going to do it, including your old pal Newt Gingrich. He said, no, he's not jumping into it. So what do you think?
I think he's close to jumping into it, but I just think the emotional side, like I said earlier, I think, you know, the death of his son, he has to determine whether he has the emotional stamina right now. I mean, a death of a child takes so much out of you, and this campaign would be, you know, he'd have to get going. And, you know, so I think the final decision is Joe Biden sitting with Joe Biden. I think all the things are right for him to get in there. I really do. But I don't think he is, you know, coming off of the death of his son, it's just maybe not the right time for him right now. That's what I think.
Yeah, it'll be interesting to watch to see from the sidelines what happens.
It will.
Bob Ney, thank you. As always, we'll talk again soon.
As if chlorine in our water weren't bad enough, now they're adding ammonia?
It's true. Some municipalities are now adding ammonia plus chlorine to your water supply. It's a disinfectant called chloramine. But with a trusted Big Berkey water filter, you can keep chloramine out of your water. New NSF EPA certified lab tests show EPA Berkey water filters remove chloramines, pharmaceuticals, BPA, pesticides, bacteria and viruses, all forms of fluoride, and much more. Big Berkey water filters are the original and most trusted on the market, the gold standard in water purification. And our filters last for years at less than 2 cents per gallon. Big Berkey, the one that's taste powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get your Big Berkey today. Call 1-877-99-BERKEY or click BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey Water Filters, for the love of clean water.
Okay, open your mouth and say, ah.
Ah.
When your child has a sore throat, you need to know when to get help. The doctor-recommended Say-Ah Sore Throat Exam is your solution. The scientifically designed oral retractor offers a clear view of the throat, relaxing the tongue and minimizing gag reflex. Compare with a medical-grade chart, website, and app. Then you'll know just what to tell your doctor. A wellness plan in your hands in minutes. Go to SayAhNow.com. SayAhNow.com. The new mainstay for every family's first aid kit.
You pick up the receiver. With your heart racing and sweat dripping from your forehead, you finally muster the courage to dial the number to call into your favorite talk radio show. It rings once, twice, and then...
Hello, it's GCN. What's your name and the state you're calling from?
Surprised you got through, you squeak out.
Jason from Minnesota.
Please hold.
As you patiently wait for your turn, you begin to daydream about being a famous talk radio host and what it would be like to have your own show.
Jason from Minnesota, you're up.
Millions of loyal listeners worldwide waiting to call and talk to you.
Caller, are you there?
Cheering crowds surround you, calling out your name.
Jason!
Going once, twice. Okay, we gotta move on to the next caller.
You blew it.
Huh? Wait, no!
Interact with the host you're listening to right now online at GCNlive.com. Click on the community link. Engage with other listeners. Ask questions. Start debates. Don't agree with the host? Let them know. Be a part of the community at GCNlive.com.
Are your Google search results killing you? Unflattering content in blogs, news articles, online reviews, social media, or other sources can jeopardize your reputation, your business, and your livelihood. Let Reputation.com help. Our patented technology will make the truth about you more visible while pushing down unwanted negative content. Improve your Google search results. Call Reputation.com at 1-800-831-0771 for a free consultation. That's 800-831-0771.
I heat up, I can't cool down. Got me spinning round and round. Round and round and round it goes. Where it stops, nobody knows. Every time you call my name, I heat up like a burning flame.
Thanks for hanging with us, everybody. Appreciate you for all the people in Spain listening. And also in Sweden. How are you, Christina? And a big shout out to the boys in London as well. And they call themselves the boys. And that would be Scott, Paul, and Joe. Because they email me a couple of times a week, usually. And we'll be hearing more from that trio. I want you guys to call the show. But they're working right now, basically. All right, what's really scary, and they might be talking about this, is the Dow was down another 470 points, and the Chinese problem is causing part of the of what we're seeing, what's going to happen with the interest rates. You know this familiar theme. It's the same drum that we've been pounding now for a while on the show, and a lot of the financial people we've had on, of course, have talked about that. What is it? What is it that's rocking the markets? And this goes to that whole thing of, I'm not doling out financial advice, but that goes to the whole diversification deal. Because if you put all your eggs in the one basket and you're seeing something soar and, wow, it looks good. I mean, it does look good if you're getting ready to retire and all of a sudden you lose $20,000 or $10,000, even if it's taxed or taxable, basically. You know, that's still a chunk. That's still a chunk of money that you were counting on, whether it's money that wasn't initially there and in your mind it should be sort of like funny money, but it's not funny to people who are in the market for a reason. Not because they're billionaires and they're shifting some money from here to there and riding a wave of things that have successfully paid off for them. And this is why I love having Stephen Kelly on. because you'll get that deeper information, which you'll get at the tail end of this hour, as to, okay, what does it mean? Why? What can we expect, and what are the reasonable gains? Because, you know, at the end of the day, even if you arm yourself financially and try to school yourself in it, we can't be experts in everything. There's not enough hours in the day. So, as much as everybody wants to learn, there's only so many hours in a day that we have available. And yes, you should take charge and know things and options. Well, really options. What can you do, and what can you invest in? Even if you have just a little bit of money, what is it that you can do to help speed up the acquisition of what you're going to need for when you retire? Because the one thing, and Stephen is famous for saying this, we don't know when we're going to die, right? We have no idea. So there's no way to know how much money you're... I mean, you need money, but you don't know. What if you're one of these people that live to be 110? What if you only live to 70? And sadly, you know, you had planned and never spent, and then you have a heart attack. You know, it is just the mystery of life. We do not know. My great-grandmother used to say that our expiration date was stamped on us when we were born, but we don't know that expiration date. So that's the bottom line. All right, a little bit of odds and ends for you here, because we've been talking a lot about politics and Trump, and, you know, also the fact that there's more gossip that's come out of the emails from the Hillary Clinton State Department brouhaha every day. It's something different, whether they're attacking Boehner, one of the aides is attacking Boehner, or, you know, whatever it is. I guess the more significant thing is not the titillating trashing of other politicians, but the fact that did she use the, you know, she had a private server, so she wrote and sent emails that were classified. I mean, you know, she can't say she didn't, because she was writing emails. When she was Secretary of State, she wrote and sent at least, they say, 6 emails using her private server that had what the government is saying is classified info. So as they're releasing all of these emails, they're saying that at least 6 of them were classified. And the classified emails contained in thousands of pages of electronic correspondence that the State Department's released stood out because of the markings blocking out sentences and sometimes the entire message if you were to go through them, because it was redacted to block it from us because of national concerns. All together, 188 of those emails the State Department released contained classified material, sensitive info on non-secure systems. Wow. I mean, wow. The FBI is investigating whether the email setup may have compromised national security information. And, you know, they say that Clinton isn't a target of the inquiry of what they're looking into, but she's definitely bearing the brunt of it. It doesn't matter. I think it's really tough to say that she didn't jeopardize what could have been, an irresponsible error in judgment, but one that is, you know, classified material isn't a black and white thing. One that could have put us in a real bind. You know, she said that she did not send or receive classified material, and she's confident when the process plays out, that'll be understood by everyone. She better hope that, because she sent over 30,000 emails. And the judge, by the way, ordered that they release the emails on a rolling basis. So we forget that. The State Department has released 25% of the archive. They have to complete it by January, just in time for the campaign to either flounder or flourish as the primaries are then. But I think this has just burned her to, no end. And I don't know. Does she get beyond it? That's a big question. Before she got beyond it and then some, because in the hypothetical races against the Republicans, she was just killing everyone. But this is the thing. And how many times do we say it? I probably said it too many times. I know we have recordings of me saying, Hillary Clinton's the person, no matter what we say, no matter how you think, no matter how you feel, because nobody's even touching her for whatever it's worth in the polls. It doesn't matter for what you think about the polls, but they're not even getting close. So because they're not even getting close, forget about it. Now people are getting close that are running. Republicans aren't 3 football fields away anymore where they were before. And the closer, you know, objects appear in the mirror, look out. And that makes it more interesting and more possibilities as we head into the real thing. Because we're less than a year away. It seems so fast to me, and it'll be giant once we really swing into it. Really, really swing into it. All right, something else, because I said this was odds and ends, mixing up some of what's happened that we didn't have a chance to, to get to. And I find this really interesting. Just quickly, I'll say this. Of all the studies that have been done recently, this caught my eye. They're saying on college campuses, daily pot smoking is at a 35-year high. It's weird because it seemed like it wasn't trending, but that has changed. The number of college students smoking pot, according to a study that was just released, show that nearly 6% of college students reported using marijuana almost daily in 2014. That's up from 3.5% in 2007, but less than the 7.2% from 1980. Wow, 1980. They say less frequent pot smoking was also on the rise, but not sharply. And I think it makes sense because there's loose marijuana policies, so that means it's a different feel about marijuana, I think. So in 2014, 35% of 19 to 22-year-old high school graduates say they thought regular marijuana was dangerous, compared to 55% in 2006. That's a big jump. So the attitudes are changing about pot. I mean, think of recreational use in Oregon, Alaska, District of Columbia, of course, Colorado, and Washington State. That's making a very, very big difference. Hang with us.
You are an individual with your own thoughts, decisions, and actions. So why should you be penalized for not enrolling in the subpar health insurance mandated by the government? Be truly independent. Visit LibertyOnCall.org. LibertyOnCall.org is a bold, innovative alternative allowing you to take back control and make your own decisions about your health care. Mention this ad when you call to learn more. 800-714-6993. That's 800-714-6993. LibertyOnCall.org. Call today.
Owe $10,000 or more to the IRS?
Get on board with the Tax Admiral! Don't pick on the IRS alone! I'll cut penalties and reduce your overall tax bill. Sometimes I can even get it zeroed out completely!
We're an A-rated company helping people clean up their mess with the IRS.
If you owe $10,000 or more, then call the Tax Admiral!
Call 800-287-7180. Again, that's 800-287-7180. 800-287-7180.
Independently leading the way for the nation. Compelling talk for every political persuasion. We are GCN.
Are you tired of commuting to a job that makes someone else rich? Working harder than ever, but getting nowhere? Do you hate spending hundreds of dollars every week on daycare? Having someone else raise your children? With our opportunities, you can start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss, work from home, and live a happier life. At Be The Boss Network, you'll find hundreds of work-from-home opportunities that you can literally start today and be earning money as soon as next week. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss. Get out of the rat race. Work from home. Go to freedom106.com right now and change your life today. That's freedom, the number 106.com. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You be the boss. Go to freedom106.com.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Gold isn't for you?
Ted Anderson, president of Midas Resources, one of the world's premier gold and precious metal investing firms.
I get it.
You wouldn't buy gold if you believed that the government is doing a great job, that the Fed will stop handing out trillions of dollars like bailout candy, that Social Security would be there for you. That's not what's happening. You might even pass on gold if the stimulus package wouldn't fuel inflation, or that the dollar wouldn't lose value, or that your retirement would be secure. If all looks rosy to you, then now is not the time to buy gold. For the realist, there have never been more sobering reasons to diversify with gold. Since 2001, the U.S. dollar index has tanked 30% while gold has risen 300%. Right now, savvy investors are adding gold to their portfolios. You should, too. Find out what they know. Call us and I'll send you 10 reasons why gold will do very well, free. 800-686-2237. 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
Healthy, organic, fresh fish, robust, mouth-watering vegetables, all from your home. It's called aquaponics. This brilliant, self-sustaining protein and veggie system is perfect for year-round growing. Know exactly where your food is coming from. AquaponicsSource.com is the one-stop shop for all your needs. Fish, fish food, plumbing, full systems, classes, and more. Learn to build your own system. Go to AquaponicsSource.com for a free guide to aquaponics. That's AquaponicsSource.com.
Song, and guess whose song that is? That would be Patrick Eagleton's song, who, of course, Eggdorf's song, who is our technical maestro. I do know of Patrick Eagleton. Then this Patrick E, I think, is incredibly talented, and so you need to pay attention to the show because we're going to mix in more of his music. And hey, Patrick, what's the name of that tune?
That one is called Left Behind.
Left Behind. So did you always want to play music when you were a kid?
Well, my family was kind of musical, respective band in high school and choir and whatnot. So I kind of had that influence. All my sisters took piano lessons, and I kind of took after them. And once I hit fifth grade and, band was finally an elective, I took my shot at it and loved it and just continued with it and figured out that music was my thing.
And the rest is history. Do you know how to read music?
Oh, yes.
So you get the whole thing about, what is it, intervals and then half measures?
Yeah, intervals, modes, everything, yeah.
Chords, the whole thing.
Yep, music theory. Took a couple classes in high school and college as well.
Man, I might have to hit you up with that. I'm learning to play the ukulele, and I am like the blank canvas. Mm-hmm. Anybody out there relate to that? I have no idea how to read music, and Charlie T who's teaching me, he's like, you've got to learn how to read music. So it's math. It's all that math.
And there are a lot of famous people who actually didn't know how to read music. I'm misplacing the name right now, but he was very famous crooner in the 50s and 60s. Played jazz music. He was a singer. Remember his name. Very famous. But, he couldn't read a lick of music, but he could sing just like Dickens.
Well, see, now I think the problem is if you're in a band and somebody's telling you about a chord or what you have to do, if you can't read music, even if you're really good, that has to be kind of difficult.
A little bit. It depends on the musician, too. If they're good enough, then they'll be able to hear it and be able to replicate it. But being able to read music is definitely a very important thing these days, too.
Yeah. All right, I'm trying.
You'll get there.
That was Patrick E. And we'll mix that in for sure as we move along, too, because I really, really like his stuff. Music is such a good thing. I don't know if people realize this or not, but music is one way to fend off, they say, Alzheimer's. That as much as people are doing puzzles, you know, that was that whole thing, do puzzles and figure out word games, and luminosity is a big thing for, supposedly people are saying that's one way that you can help yourself with the memory, figuring things out, remembering things. And it's interesting, I just saw a study today that every extra BMI point would speed up the onset of Alzheimer's by 7 months. So now they're telling us if you're chubby, look out, because now Alzheimer's is coming your way. By the way, I saw that in the Telegraph, the British paper of record. They always have the good news, right? So they say that it dramatically speeds it up through research, that the cost of carrying extra pounds in the middle has been highlighted to that, showing that that's the National Institute on Aging have found that the body mass index, just one point over a safe level, speeds it up. And that's for people 50 or over. Another thing that, and see, in England they care about that because they say 25% of adults are obese, 12 million people. So they feel like that's disproportionate, and it seems to be getting worse. And Alzheimer's affects about 850,000 people in the UK, they say. And that's where I found that study. So the reason I brought that up, though, is the music deal. That music is a good way to help with Alzheimer's. Maybe it's the focus, the concentrating, the notes, the chords, the things that I was just mentioning. By the way, Patrick says Frank Sinatra is who he was trying to think of. Frank Sinatra didn't read music. That's right. I remember hearing that. So as popular as he was, and what a great set of pipes, he was not a guy who did the music thing. Okay, some news you can abuse is a segment that I used to do, like just kind of wacky, wild news, and I found a bunch of it. I was digging this up the other day, and I thought you would, find this interesting. Some of these oddball things that I've come across. Some of it's just odd news in general. And, you know, here's one of them. I don't know if you realize this or not. You know, we've talked about the lightning thing and how rare it is to get struck by lightning. But how about this? 80% of the people who are struck by lightning are men. It's mostly men who get struck by lightning. And sadly, I had a good friend in college whose brother and father were killed by lightning. They were out golfing, and boom, all of a sudden it hit, and they couldn't get off the course, the green, fast enough, and they were both killed from that lightning strike. We see that people survive them, but there also have been people that have obviously not made it. So lightning can be, as we know, incredibly powerful, without a doubt. All right, here's something else that I came across that I thought was kind of interesting. That, do you know where the place where is the worst for your allergies? Because we always discuss in this country, people have allergies. You see the commercials, you get pounded by the commercials. Where should you live? Where's the best place to live? Isn't it Arizona? And there are certain areas you don't want to live in. And I read this thing, and it might have been a link that somebody sent me, but the capital, the allergy capital of the world is Islamabad. Ugh, of all the horrible places to be in the first place, but Islamabad, the capital of Pakistan, is the allergy capital of the world, because so many people leave the city during spring because the pollen season there is absolutely ridiculous. So there you go. I would have never gotten that in a million years if somebody said to me, what has been dubbed the official allergy capital of the world? I would have guessed like every place on the earth except for that spot. I wouldn't have even thought of it. And then here's something else too that I thought was interesting. In talking about states, we were just talking about states and marijuana use being up, and part of it is because now you have states where you can legally smoke marijuana, and we haven't had that in the past. I came across something that separates Virginia and West Virginia. It has nothing to do with pot. It has nothing to do with lightning strikes. It has nothing to do with allergies. Are you ready for this? Did you know that Virginia extends farther west than West Virginia? Because I think if you looked at a map, or if I asked you that, it would be the same kind of deal. If I said, it would sound like a trick question. Virginia and West Virginia, which one goes further west? Hello, West Virginia. But if you actually look at a map, there's a little tiny sliver of Virginia that is further west than West Virginia. Who knew? Because in my mind, you say west, I'm thinking it's west. I'm thinking it's west. Another fun fact. I mean, I know you love this segment, right? This is news you can abuse. So, because we have just some levity on this show. When you go shopping and you go to the rice aisle and there's all kinds of rice, especially now, oh, there's every kind of rice under the sun. There's Mexican rice, there's saffron rice, there's brown rice, there's white rice, there's various versions of wild rice. And so I thought, and this happened to me just today, when I was looking for simple rice, which just simple brown rice, forget it. I had to like dig around to try to find the brown rice. But I realized in looking at all these rices, wow, this is a pretty big market. And there, for people must want different kinds of rice. That makes sense with what the base is and what you could make with it. But I had no clue that there are more than 40,000 different types of rice in the world. 40,000 different types. How do you catalog that? In my lifetime, I will not be able to eat 40,000 different types of rice. It's not possible, right? That's crazy. Now, some of them would have to be, obviously, variations of the white rice and the brown rice and, you know, whatever. But supposedly, I guess you can just flavor anything into the rice, is what I'm thinking is why you get the different variations. All right, stay with us. Coming up on the flip side, some financial news that I think you'll want to pay attention to with my pal SK here on America Tonight.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MY-TV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MY-TV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels, too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
We use mobile devices right against our bodies every day. But growing scientific evidence has emerged showing serious health risks associated with exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The solution is Defender Shield, the most effective mobile radiation shielding ever developed. Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation from cell phones, tablets, and laptops, and starts at just $64.99. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. For 10% off, use promo code GCN. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in mobile radiation shielding.
Hi, Peter Picaro for ParanormalDate.com. Are you looking for love in all the wrong places? Now you have a chance to change that by signing up for free at ParanormalDate.com. This incredible dating site puts people of like minds together. People who are interested in the strange, the unusual, mysteries, ghosts, UFOs, and the afterlife, and so much more. ParanormalDate.com was developed for you, people seeking a viable alternative to the other dating services. You can join for free by going to ParanormalDate.com, and if you decide you like it and want to connect with people, use the code GEORGE for a substantial discount. Mark Rawlings, president of ParanormalDate.com, says so many people hunger to share their experiences about the paranormal, the unexplainable, or the afterlife, and so much more, and this is the source for them to meet and share that common interest. So sign up for free at ParanormalDate.com, ParanormalDate.com, and use the code GEORGE if you decide to connect with someone you like.
Lead non-attorney spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas, is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
Welcome back to America Tonight, and of course, you know, we love this guy when he comes on. I was just talking about him the other night and the fact that, boy, now more than ever, you should heed Stephen Kelly's advice. He's giving out just pearls of wisdom on this show. And so many of you wrote me to talk about what happened with the markets in this last couple of weeks and how some of you lost an average of $10,000, at least in your mind, because of what you bought stocks at and where you were and, of course, what your basket of stocks were worth with your 401k, which we had that conversation with Stephen about a 401k. So Stephen Kelly is in our virtual green room. He joins us now. Free money guy. Stephen, how was your vacation?
Oh, it was wonderful, Kate. Thank you so much. As you know, we went up to Lake Winnipesaukee here in New Hampshire, which is just gorgeous. And I was up there for a few weeks. And then I had my family up the last week, and we had about 21 people up there and had a wonderful time. So
nice.
I'm back and raring to go.
21 people. Boy, that's a crowded house, but how fun. Everybody then. That's neat.
Yes,
love
we
it.
Had a great time. We had a great
love
time.
It.
Thank you so much.
So I bet you some of them might have been asking you, although I'm sure that with your own family, of course, the knowledge, you've been able to impart that to them. But I bet you're the most popular guy at the cocktail party right now because everybody's wondering, what do I do with these fluctuating markets? Their eyes have been opened, huh?
Well, see, this is the thing. I have no idea what you should do.
And
nobody else does either because, like Yogi Berra once said, it's very difficult to make predictions, especially about the future. And that's true. We cannot make predictions. But what we can do is we can kind of look at the overall landscape, if you will. And as we look at the landscape, we can see what's going on now that sort of informs us as to what's gone on in the past. All right?
Mm-hmm.
And there's a lot of places you can go on the internet and get information. There are very few places you can go on the internet and get good information. All right? And this is one of the problems that we have is there's so much information out there. There's information overload. And people tend to gravitate to the type of information or the kind of news that they want to hear. Right? We all know this.
Yeah.
It's why, you know, certain news programs are so successful. But what you need to do when you're looking at information is you have to try and find good source data to work from. And one of the things that institutional investors and people like Warren Buffett look at, you know, and he should know, is something called the market cap to GDP ratio. This is the U.S. GDP, gross domestic product, which is all the goods and services that are produced within the United States, okay? There's the GNP, which is all of the goods and services produced by Americans either in or outside the United States, and then there's the gross domestic product, which is produced inside the United States. And we want to look at what the total market cap of all of the equities in the country, the domestic equities, versus the gross domestic product. And right now it's sitting at 118.4%. Well, what's that mean? It means, frankly, that stocks are way overvalued. Mm. Okay? Now, let me just give you the ranges. The ranges are, if it's under 50%, it's significantly undervalued. If it's 50% to 75%, it's modestly undervalued. 75% to 90% is a fair value. 90% to 115% is modestly overvalued. And over 115 is significantly overvalued. So why is that important? Well, there's just sort of a gravity out there. If you think in terms of the way gravity works, you know, the sun is out there in the middle of the solar system, and all these planets are spinning around it, and the sun pulls them back. There's sort of these opposing forces. There's the inertial force, or whatever you call it, of the planets moving around it, and then there's the gravity pulling them back. And there is gravity in the market as well. And the couple of things you want to look at are this ratio, and this ratio is tending to pull the values down. Now, the last time we had a ratio this high was 2008, all right?
Mm.
The time before that that we had one this high was 2000. You seeing a pattern here?
Yeah, oh yeah.
Okay. And I could go back much further, and every time you see this ratio getting out of whack, we have significant corrections coming after. Now, there's something else that's pulling at the stock market, and that's interest rates. People get into the market. Let me back up a little bit. The market has risk, correct?
Yes.
So when you put your money in the market, you're taking a risk. So what you want to have for that risk is you want to be able to get something for it, right?
Yeah, yeah.
Otherwise, why put your money in the market?
Sure.
Well, right now, interest rates are really, really low. So there's really not a lot of upside in putting your money in, like, treasuries and other safe money instruments, traditional safe money instruments. So people are migrating to the market. Okay, what happens as interest rates rise? Well, now, treasuries and other safe money instruments become quite attractive. So the market premium or the risk premium that goes with being in the market goes down because you can get more money in safe money instruments. Is this making sense?
It totally makes sense, yeah.
In order for investors to want to move into the market where they're taking risk, there has to be substantially more upside for them moving into the market than there is being in safe money instruments. Because if you could get the same return in safe money, which way would you go?
Safe money.
Of course. Okay. So right now, with interest rates really low, and the Fed knows this, and the Fed has been keeping interest rates low in order to keep the market up. Okay. I mean, it's been a very deliberate move on the Fed's part. But the problem is they can't do this forever. They're going to have to let interest rates rise. And as interest rates go up, people are going to find a safe money alternative that they understand, which is government securities, and you'll see money moving out of the market into those securities. So we have two very powerful forces right now pulling on the market. One is the fact that markets are overvalued, you know, stocks are overvalued, and that has a tendency to pull them down. And we have very low interest rates, which are propping them up, propping up these overvalued stocks. But as interest rates go up, you're going to see this gravity, I believe, of the overvalued stocks kick in, and money is going to move out of those stocks and back into the safe money instruments. Now, there's one other thing that I believe is going to have an influence on this, and that is this. The baby boomers who have been investing in the market for so long now, 30, 40 years with their retirement money, are now starting to pull their money out, okay,
yep.
Because they need to have money to live. So now you have this phenomenon which has put trillions of dollars into the market, is turning around and it's starting to take that money out. You're going to have overvalued stocks and you're going to have interest rates go up. In my mind, this is kind of a trifecta that you don't really want to deal with. So I guess what I would say to people is, I think the market's important. I think you want to have money in the market because over time it has a potential for a tremendous amount of growth, and I believe it will continue to grow over time. And I'll say what I say to you all the time. I would not want to have the money that I have to live on over, you know, the next 5 or 10 years be in the market. And I'll say one other thing. The total market index is really indicating that they're estimating about a 0.8% estimated return over the next 8 to 10 years. Okay, so that's less than 1% return over the next 10 years. And these are the indices that institutional investors, people that know Warren Buffett, people like that, who know what they're doing, pay attention to.
Boy, no kidding. All right, Free Money Guy Stephen Kelly, somebody wants to send you a note. How do they do that?
They can reach me at steve@freemoneyguys.com, or they can reach us at 844-4-FREEMO, 844-4-FREEMO, or go online to our website at freemoneyguys.com.
All right, we look forward to continuing the conversation next week with you, Stephen Kelly. Thank you.
Thank you, Kate.
Honey, why are there fish swimming in our bathtub?
Aren't they cute? You need more omega-3s, and those fish oil pills with toxins and heavy metals are scary. So I'm making fish oil from scratch.
Oh boy, didn't I tell you I'm ordering Nutrigold fish oil? It's exceptionally pure.
That's what they all say.
No, really. Nutrigold's fish oil is concentrated from pure cold water fish straight off the Alaskan coast and manufactured right here in the USA.
Well, cold Alaskan waters are much more pristine than the polluted waters that other fish oils are sourced from.
That's what I'm saying. And it's 5-star certified to meet international purity, potency, and freshness standards.
Well, that sounds even better.
Great. I'll be in my office ordering a few bottles. If I order now on www.fishoil.best, I can save $5 using the promo code MyFishOil. Honey, why are there bees in my office?
Get rid of those fish burps for good. Go to Nutrigold's U.S.-made fish oil products by going to www.fishoil.best and get $5 off by entering MyFishOil at checkout.